There are some general functions available to you through KeySoft. These are generally accessed via the options menu, but the more frequently used items are available via a quick command sequence. The general functions allow you to control your unit and also select things like date and time, the Braille settings, the review voice, or keyboard voice settings. You could be, for example, using the word processor and execute one of these quick command sequences, receive the requested information, and then you're placed back at the point where you initiated that request. Quick commands typically are used in conjunction with the space bar, backspace, or enter key on a BT keyboard, or the read key, control key, or function key on a QT keyboard. These are used in combination with other letter keys. For example, enter with T on a BT keyboard or function T on a QT will display the current time. Not all items have a quick command, but all of the items on the options menu are available anywhere within KeySoft by simply pressing space with O on a BT keyboard or function key with O on a QT model. As mentioned earlier, you can use your Braille Note Apex via speech, Braille, or both. If you want to turn the Braille display off, you can accomplish this very easily by pressing the next thumb key in conjunction with the space bar. The Braille Note will say
Braille off.
Braille off. If you have speech turned off, it's automatically forced on at this point, thus eliminating having speech and Braille off at the same time on your unit. You can execute the same key command to turn the Braille display back on.
Braille on.
And Braille on is also displayed on your Braille display. This option is also available via the options menu, space with O on a BT keyboard or function O on a QT keyboard. Likewise, there is a quick key command to turn on and off speech. This is the previous thumb key and space bar at the same time. There are actually three settings to cycle through: speech on, speech on request, and speech off. Your unit comes from the factory by default with the speech turned on. The first time you press previous with space bar, you should hear
speech on request.
And it's also displayed on the Braille display. Speech on request means KeySoft will remain silent until you give it a read command. For example, if you were in the word processor and moving one word at a time forward through a document, which on a BT keyboard would be space with .5 or read key with the letter L key on a QT keyboard, KeySoft would remain silent. Conversely, if you were moving back a word at a time, that would be space with .2 on a BT keyboard or read with the J key on a QT model, KeySoft would remain silent as well. When you issue the speak word under cursor command, however, space with dots 2-5 on a BT or read with the letter K key on a QT keyboard, KeySoft would then pronounce the word under cursor. When you press previous and space bar once more, speech is off is displayed on the Braille display and KeySoft remains silent. It's important to note that if you have the Braille display turned off and you set the speech to off, the Braille display will automatically be forced on, thus avoiding having speech and Braille off at the same time. And then finally, if you press previous and space bar again,
speech on.
You're back to speech on, and KeySoft will then begin speaking.